Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
Pardon?
May I have your zip code?
44883.
And your name?
Anthony Schindler.
And for security, confirm the address for me.
Your what?
Confirm the address.
Okay, 85 Jackson Street, Tiffin, Ohio.
Thank you. And I am supervisor of the fraud department, sir. I do apologize. I can't remember if I told you that. So I am showing that you're stating this account was not created by you when a Wi-Fi booster sweepstakes was entered back on the 13th of this month. Do you recall signing up for a Wi-Fi booster at all?
No.
Okay. So since you're stating you didn't initiate that, what I'm going to be doing is contacting the local authorities. We have the IP address from the device that was used. We do take fraud very seriously. Once we contact the local authorities and they have that IP address, they locate, track down, and prosecute the owner of that device to the fullest extent of the law. I do have to advise, false claims of fraud can be prosecuted with a penalty, such as a fine. So as long as you're sure you or no one in your household initiated that Wi-Fi booster order, we can go ahead and get the investigation started.
Can you just give me my money back?
The only way we would be able to do that is with an investigation at the end of it, sir. We do take fraud very seriously, and if you're stating you didn't initiate this, we can go ahead with that investigation.
Yeah, I don't like this telling me you could have me investigate all this stuff that I think...
Well, no, sir. It wouldn't be you if you didn't initiate it.
Listen to me, girl. You just better... Quit charging my account.
I do understand. So did you want me to get the IP address investigated for you?
Just quit investigating my account, and I don't want to hear from you again.
Okay, so since it seems like you do not want that investigation to occur,